Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we outline the requirements for obtaining a farm vehicle tax concession and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
You cigarette too, dear sir. Is a one that must say, don't do it.
Girl, the way I'm happy if I make mistake.
You must proud of Lisa, though. If a sushi go on, no. You can't imagine university. By the way, you have money?
No, my dear. That's why me and Kevin plan for use the land title for go get a loan down at the bank.
What? You can't do that?
But how are you there? That's why we make sure we pay off the loan and collect the title from HAJ. Your land title are more than just a piece of paper, you know. It's proof that the land are your own and them key are on your half.
May I forgot to call HAJ tomorrow for find out how me can get my title.
Pay for your land. Collect your title. Secure your future. Call the Housing Agency of Jamaica today at 968-7522-4 or visit hajl.gov.jm.
Registered farmers are able to access a concession on specific vehicles for farming purposes every 5 years. The concession is a reward for persons who are actively engaging in farming. Acting Director of the Agriculture Services Unit in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Kevin Kondapa, says there are some criteria individuals must meet in order to access the Farm Work Vehicle Duty Concession.
It doesn't matter if you just registered today and accessing the duty concession. No, you have to show without any doubt that you are a bona fide farmer involved in farming.
Firstly, annual gross return from the agricultural enterprises of the applicant should not be less than $250,000.
If you're involved in traditional crops, for example, coffee, you need to be operating on 3 acres or more. If you're doing fish farm, you need to have at least 1 acre plants. If you're doing food crops, 3 acres or more. Beekeeping, 125 colonies or more.
Depending on the size of the farmer's operation, the number of motor vehicle waivers which can be accessed will vary.
You are entitled, if you're a small farm, 1 to 10 acres, 1 motor vehicle concession every 5 years. If you're a medium-sized farm, 11 to 50 acres, you're entitled to 2 vehicles every 5 years. If you're a large farm, 50 acres and over, you can access 3 motor vehicles every 5 years.
Examples of the types of vehicles that qualify for the waiver are Toyota Hilux, Nissan Frontier, Ford trucks other than F-150s and other pickups. The pickups that use gasoline are restricted to 3,000 cc rating, while for those that use diesel, the restriction goes up to 3,200 cc rating. The following vehicles are excluded from receiving duty concession: sport vehicles, sunroof vehicles, leather seat vehicles, Escalades, Tundras, and F-150s. To access this concession, registered farmers are to submit the following documents to the nearest Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA office: a land title if the land is owned by the applicant, a current tax receipt, and your tax compliance certificate TCC.
If that's not possible for the title, your lease agreement for more than 5 years.
Other documents to submit for the waiver include a letter from a family member signed by a Justice of the Peace JP if the land is family owned, a pro forma invoice for the vehicle, which should include the cost insurance freight CIF value, and proof of income from the farm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The only cure for sleep is sleep. Translation: the only cure for sleep is sleep. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
For the 2017-18 financial year, the Legal Aid Clinics and Council completed 2,117 matters in parish courts, ended 430 gun matters, and completed 550 circuit matters. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, irrespective of how busy you are, you must find time for sleep and rest. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.